In a statement announcing a 90-day extension of the period for public comments on GIPSA's proposal to expand regulatory oversight of livestock and poultry markets, Agriculture Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Edward Avalos pointed to what he called misunderstandings about what the rule as proposed would and would not do. He stressed the regulatory proposal does not limit or prohibit marketing agreements, the use of premiums, or other value-added activities, nor does it require anyone to do business with any particular person or require meat packers to pay all producers the same price. Domestic market regulation does not fall in Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Ag Services Jim Miller's mission area, but on a media call to announce the next CRP general sign-up, Miller agreed to explain why USDA decided to give the public more time to comment on the GIPSA rule.
This administration is always interested in getting the maximum level of input, particularly from those that are going to be impacted by the various rules and regulations that it promulgates. And this is an opportunity, given the complexity of this rule, I believe, to ensure that everyone that is impacted by it has a full opportunity to participate in the rulemaking process.
USDA has posted a three-page document on the GIPSA website that attempts to clarify what is actually proposed in the rule. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.